Have you ever wondered why some people effortlessly attract success while others struggle despite equal talent? The answer lies in a force so powerful yet so misunderstood that it has shaped human destiny throughout history. This isn't mystical nonsense, it's the science of belief, a practical system for harnessing mental power that has helped thousands multiply their incomes and achieve what others deemed impossible. Written during the aftermath of the Great Depression, Claude Bristol's principles have proven timeless, with modern neuroscience increasingly validating what he discovered through years of research. The evidence is compelling. A penniless soldier's declaration on a crowded troop train in France, "I would have a lot of money," completely altered his life's trajectory. This same power works for countless others who understand its principles. Whether seeking financial abundance or personal fulfillment, the science of belief offers a proven pathway to transform your deepest desires into tangible reality. Everything around us, from skyscrapers to smartphones, began as thoughts before becoming physical reality. Your life is your thinking made manifest. While your physical body reduces to water and chemicals worth a few dollars, your mind defines who you are. Success originates from within. Your posture, speech, and appearance reflect your thinking. A slovenly carriage indicates slovenly thinking. An alert posture reveals inner strength. What you exhibit outwardly mirrors your inner state. You are the product of your thoughts. What you believe yourself to be, you are. Throughout history, great thinkers have claimed humans can shape reality through thought. Dr. J.B. Rhine at Duke University provided scientific validation through psychokinesis experiments. Using mechanically thrown dice to eliminate trickery, results showed subjects influenced dice without physical contact, defying mathematical probability. Our thoughts create after their kind. Fear attracts troubles, while positive thoughts attract positive outcomes. Thought power varies with intensity, emotional quality, and depth of feeling, similar to a radio station's wavelength and wattage. Scientists have developed tools to chart brain vibrations, and Dr. H.S. Burr's Yale research concluded all living things possess an electrical aura connecting to universal patterns, scientifically confirming what mystics have long claimed. We possess two minds with separate attributes and powers. The conscious mind operates in the brain, processing sensory information, reasoning, and solving problems until exhaustion forces you to let go. When you release a problem from conscious thought, it sinks below consciousness. Often, the solution appears fully formed the next morning. Your subconscious worked while you slept. Louis Bromfield noted that his subconscious judgment was virtually infallible compared to conscious reasoning. The subconscious never sleeps, supports us in trouble, warns of danger, and helps accomplish the seemingly impossible. Dana Sleeth, a columnist and farmer, relied on it to find lost tools and generate story ideas by asking questions, then relaxing until answers came. The subconscious provides inventions, musical compositions, poetry, fiction, and original ideas. When engaged with desire, results follow as though a magical hand arranged everything. What appear as coincidences are actually the working out of patterns you initiated. The subconscious mind operates through repetition, evident in religious mantras, tribal ceremonies, and modern affirmations. This law of suggestion works through both autosuggestion, from yourself, and heterosuggestion, external sources. Repeated affirmations create belief, and when belief becomes deep conviction, results follow. A contractor who consistently tells himself, "I can do that," eventually wins and completes jobs successfully. Hitler demonstrated suggestion's power through propaganda, bombarding citizens with slogans like "One Reich, One Folk, One Leader." This repeated suggestion bypasses reason by acting directly on emotions and penetrating the subconscious. It's the mechanism behind effective advertising and even shapes our nutritional beliefs, from once fearing poisonous tomatoes to our current vitamin enthusiasm. In sports, suggestion proves equally powerful. Newt Rockne employed this at Notre Dame, once merely poking his head into his losing team's locker room saying, "Excuse me, I thought these were the quarters of the Notre Dame team," before leaving, prompting them to stage a comeback victory. Human imagination, visualization, and concentration are the primary forces for activating the subconscious mind's magnetic powers. Hold the picture means maintaining a clear mental vision of your desire. Through repeated suggestion, vague ideas transform into detailed mental images that your subconscious works to manifest. Our fears can materialize through imagination just as our desires can. Without mental pictures of success, little is accomplished. A master fisherman used visualization, his squeeze a magentum, to catch fish when others failed. Though using identical techniques in the same spot, he mentally pictured fish taking his bait. Similarly, a tennis champion excelled in golf by visualizing where he wanted the ball to land before swinging. Bristol discovered a powerful technique when observing an intoxicated host who transformed himself by repeating, "Jean, you're sober, cold sober," before a mirror. Within minutes, his drunkenness vanished. Great communicators like Churchill practice speeches before mirrors. The mirror amplifies subconscious forces by creating a vivid self-image. Practice by standing before a mirror, breathing deeply until feeling powerful, looking into your eyes, and verbalizing your goals twice daily. Your enemies may be reflections of your thoughts. Others view you as friend or foe based on the mental picture you project. Bristol turned hostile individuals into allies simply by believing they were friendly. This principle works universally with everyone you encounter. Project friendly thoughts and watch people respond positively. It's not mere optimism, but the law of reciprocity. Every cause produces a logical effect. "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you" isn't just moral guidance, but practical psychology. When you help others, something returns to you. If you seek riches, associate with people who have money or know how to make it. Packaging harnesses the power of suggestion. Grocers know attractive packaging commands better prices despite identical products inside. This applies to personal packaging too. Your appearance distinguishes you. When you combine appealing presentation with genuine quality, you create an unbeatable combination. What gamblers call being hot is simply a deep belief in their ability to win. Concentrated thought, expectancy, and steadfast belief activate forces that manifest in reality. While charms have no inherent power, believers in them develop psychokinetic abilities. Belief can be fragile. Many rise only to fall, or recover only to relapse when negative suggestions enter their subconscious. Happiness exists within us, independent of external circumstances. It's a mental state controlled through our thinking. Marcus Aurelius recognized this. "Everything is opinion, and opinion is in thy power." We must use willpower to resist emotional distress and shape our thought habits. The law of cause and effect brings into our lives what our dominant thoughts create and attract. Health, wealth, and happiness follow proper mental imagery. Your mind possesses transformative power beyond imagination, a science of belief that has worked for thousands. Begin today. Visualize what you desire, affirm it with conviction, and support it with determined action. The magic isn't external, it's within you, waiting to be unleashed.